How does it feel getting back playing games again and like you like it?
You know, I was thinking about that walking in today that we've had two games in almost a month. You know, it's such a long break. We're always going to have our break for final exams and Christmas, but the first time we've ever had an off weekend, you know, this quickly, the first weekend of January. You know, part of it came at a good time because, you know, we didn't have Lindgren, and he ended up being sick anyway, and he couldn't play in that gold medal game, and then Zolfdors was sick last weekend, so we've had some flu go through us. The negative is that we don't have another off weekend the rest of the year. It'd be nice to have it sometime in February when you maybe get a couple nicks that you could use a week off. But we're anxious to get back to playing games. I think the continuity of, you know, Monday through Thursday practice, playing Friday, Saturday, the rest of the year.
This has been a fun get-together, too, in the annual get-together this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I really like enjoy playing Michigan. They're always good games. You know, they're going to play an up-tempo game. They don't sit back. They're going to attack. They got a younger team, and they got hit hard by, you know, five guys leaving last year and some outstanding guys that are playing in the National Hockey League this year. But we know how important the games are. I mean, we're sitting in a pretty good spot, but, you know, like anything, you got to continue to win. You win games and everything else takes care of itself. So we got a four-game stretch here with Michigan and then Wisconsin, then two more non-conference games, and then we're back in the conference. So, you know, the way I look at it, we have a little four-game segments here within the conference play. We're 3-1 in the first one, and, you know, hopefully we can do the same in the next four.
Shearhorn had such difficulty with consistency early on, but you got two very solid starts from him in Mariucci Classic. Do you see anything different from him, like demeanor?
Well, I mean, I kidded him today. You look like a goalie again in practice. He had two good games against Michigan State before break. I think the break was good for him. I thought he played well. To me, that was the biggest bright spot of the Mariucci, that, you know, he had two real good back-to-back games where he only let in one, but it wasn't like he had 15 shots. I mean, he had 30 shots each night, and he looked square, he looked strong, he looked comfortable, and that's what we're going to need from him. I think he's going to have a big say in what we do here the second half.
Special teams have been really good lately, mm-hmm. Both power play and penalty kill. What's made that come around?
Well, I think we've worked on it a lot. I think we've worked on our penalty kill this year more than probably ever before. You know, Mike does a really good job with that, and I know he was frustrated, and we put in a lot of time. You know, 2 or 3 days a week we're working on it. Same with the power play, and that was a point of emphasis when the year began, is to, you know, make sure that we have good specialty numbers. And I know power play sitting 24% or so on the season, and, you know, we've killed off the last four games every power play, and I think that coincides with Eric playing better, because your goaltender is always your best penalty killer. And, you know, play strong in that situation, it's going to go a long way to help our penalty kill numbers.
You saw some good stories with Crane and with Ryan.
You know what? I just saw Ryan for the first time today when he walked in right before practice, because you know, he was down and out pretty good here for about 4 or 5 days, and you know, obviously, you know, shared stories with Grant, and, you know, it's a special honor. I mean, for Grant, you know, the U.S. has won 4 gold medals, and he's got 2 of them, which is really special. And he knew, we talked this summer about, you know, they had a good couple birth years. They knew this was going to be a good team, but, you know, you still got to go into Canada and try to win. And, you know, being involved with USA Hockey on a number of teams, that, you know, there's nothing better than, you know, sitting, playing Canada and listening to your national anthem at the end of a game. And so it was an honor for those guys. I'm really happy for the staff. Grant and Lingo, even though he didn't play in the gold medal game, he was obviously a key defenseman for their team throughout the tournament.
How would you assess your team defense, Don? You like what the kind of support the guys are getting there?
Yeah, well, to me, the first thing I look at is shots against. And we're, you know, 25, 26. So that's a number where we want to be at. Scoring chances, they've gone in the right direction recently. The big thing we have to make sure we do a good job of is with our forwards, of our reload game, our back check game, identifying who we have and not getting caught. Hockey's become so much a game of trying to beat people up the rink, especially with maybe the defenseman getting up into the attack. So, you know, it's just not the first forward's job to get back anymore. I mean, that second, third forward have to make sure they don't get beat up the rink by the D. And, you know, that's happened to us a few times early in the season. I think we did a better job of that recently, and that has to be a point of emphasis from here on out.
The long periods of time that you haven't had games, how do you make sure you maintain that momentum that you kind of have?
Well, I mean, it's hard to. I mean, it really is. That's always the worry. The first game back, are you going to be a little bit rusty? You know, we went down to Mankato and didn't play very well that Friday after a couple weeks break. It took us a while to get our legs in the Christmas tournament. But, you know, I thought we practiced well Last week, we took one of the days off. We practiced on Saturday. I think we changed our practice. We had a special team practice, did a lot of small games. Where you get into some of those small games, they start to compete with each other, which is important. And this week, we've tried to go hard but shorter. And all of a sudden, you know, when we look at the back half of the year, we're trying to keep our practice around 75, 80 minutes so our guys are fresh and have good legs on the weekend.
Is everybody healthy and ready to play this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, we still got some question marks with some guys with that are sick. We missed one guy at practice today, so we'll see whether, you know, how he's doing tomorrow. You know, again, this is Lindgren's first day on the ice since, you know, playing Russia way back last Thursday. So, you know, Zulzor, it took him about 5 days to get over it. So we'll see where we're at with that. But other than, you know, if somebody's got a bout with a flu, that, I mean, everybody else is physically healthy.
Was that guy missing flu-related or?
Pardon?
Was that guy missing flu-related or injury?
Oh, we don't have anybody injured.
Okay. So it's flu-related.
Yep.
Okay. Norman didn't get a lot of ice time in his first game, but do you see him being part of your forward?
Yeah, I do. I think that I think he did a good job. I mean, unfortunately, you know, for the first time since probably the first couple weeks of the season, there was a lot of penalties in the game. And I don't know if they got a new letter to say to start calling it tight again. But it was a pretty tight standard in the games in our tournament, and all of a sudden, you know, we're killing off six and we're getting six power plays. So a lot of the game was specialty. So he didn't get a lot of minutes. Got an assist. He made some plays. But he's just right now he needs reps and he needs minutes. And you know, we still got to, you know, press for ice time. But we like what we're seeing in practice. We think he's getting better. And so he's going to continue to get opportunities. I'm not saying he's going to play overnight, but he will continue to play.
When there's a letter sent to referees like that to call it tighter, do they communicate that to you as well? Are you in on that when they say they're going to, you know, call this?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we're included, but like when the year began, you know, you don't realize what the standard was going to be. I mean, I remember we were playing up in Alaska and waiting for our game to start, and I'm with the time change, I start looking at box scores. And it was like, oh my gosh, there's 10 power plays, 15. So I was like, I got to remind our guys right before the game that, you know, this is what's going on around the country. And I did talk to the referees before the game. They said, yeah, we've been instructed to call it tight. And I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, I don't know if the standard starts to ease, you know, back during the course of the season. I mean, you see that in the NHL, or the big question mark always becomes, is the standard different in the playoffs than the regular season? And I think you could probably say that in all sports as the game get magnified, maybe they let a little bit more go.
With such a different Michigan team this year, is there anything different you've done in prep this week?
No, I mean, so much of it is all about our team playing with pace and how we're going to play and how we want to play and what we need to do to improve. We got to get back into the rhythm of our season. And I think that's the big thing right now that, I mean, when you have two games in a month, you're not in rhythm. And just the rhythm of, I mean, even going back to school next week, we get back into class on Tuesday. And so it's just, you have more normalcy where, you know, you have your class, you have your studies, you go to practice, you play your games on Friday, Sunday you take a breath, and then it begins again on Monday. And we got to get back in that routine. We got to get back in the routine of Friday, Saturday of playing and continue the evaluation process of, you know, we've got 70 that have played a lot, and, you know, 15 forwards that have played up front, and you know there's pressure to perform for our guys that we have some depth, and people are getting pushed, and nobody's entitled to a spot on a line or entitled to a spot in the power play. It's, you know, you execute, you perform, then you get to keep your spot.
This new football coach in town, have you met him yet?
No, I have not. I have not met him. I have not. I didn't see any of the press conferences or, I didn't even read any of the articles. I don't get the paper, so. Sorry. Maybe I usually read it more in the off season than during the season. Yeah, that's safer.
Watch Channel 4, I know.
Yeah, I do watch Channel 4. I'll do a shout out for Channel 4. Yeah, especially the morning show. But you know what? I feel bad for Tracy with, you know, and what we do, and it's such a hard profession. It's what we do becomes more complicated each year. You know, I don't know if there's a handbook on how to handle some of these situations that we're faced with today. And, you know, that's something that's ongoing. I know that those are issues that we talk to our team about all the time. And, you know, we actually had Ryan Westrom was a former player, and he came in and spoke. It was set up in November.